This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Whip out your joystick and get ready to give it a wiggle. You're here with Joy Drive's monthly video game gossip with Elliot Attard.
Elliot, the gaming guru.
Warren.
How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You seem really excited, as though there's some big event coming up that you must
Warren,
be going to.
You know me. Yeah, absolutely. So, welcome to the gaming world. Welcome to Melbourne's Gaming Week, because Melbourne has or hosts an event called Melbourne International Games Week every single year,
yep.
And it culminates in a big video game expo called PAX Australia. It's happening early October, so
book
that
one
into your calendars. October 10 to 12, I believe, for PAX specifically, but Melbourne International Games Week is the whole week leading up to this event, and it's an exciting time for gamers in Melbourne, because it is kind of like our Christmas. It's like what we look forward to. There's so many different things happening, you know, throughout this week. So many that I can't possibly list them all, but it's stuff like, you know, at Federation Square, they host an event called Big Games Night Out. And historically, right, I don't know 100% what they're doing this year, but historically they have had fashion parades, video game fashion parades.
Video game fashion parades.
Yes. So think dressing up like characters from video games and a bit in a fashion kind of way. they've hosted gigantic DJ sessions with like a turnout of thousands, with puppetry and light shows. Yep. And
so it really is like Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. These are kind of big events, and they're really exciting and fun. You know, the ACME, the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, they've just launched an expo to tie in with all of this called Game Worlds, which is like a free exhibition that you can have a look at all of the history of video game world building and world making. And it's an interactive exhibition, right? You can play games, you can engage in the activities there. It's all very, very cool.
So that's at ACME. Now, PAX, how big is this on the world stage?
So PAX is a international brand, right? So they have PAX events throughout the world. PAX Australia is Australia's biggest gaming expo. They take up the entire Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre. It's a place for game developers to come and show off what they've been working on. It's a place for players to come, check out both tabletop and video games, so like board games and video games. They bring in guest speakers and panels and fly people in internationally to speak. So for instance, you know, and luckily because of my connection with Checkpoint and here at Joy, I got to chat to a couple of the keynote speakers earlier in the week ahead of their arrival to Melbourne. A bit of a preview. Yeah, I got to chat to Maddie Thorson and Noel Berry, who are the developers behind like one of the most successful independently developed video games like ever. It's called Celeste. It's incredible and also is very representative and meaningful for the queer community as well. And they'll be flying down to Melbourne as part of this. And, you know, as I said, it all culminates in PAX Australia. And the reason I'm kind of mentioning that or hyper-focusing on that is because Checkpoint will be in attendance
as well.
The world's
premier gaming show.
Well, some might say. but yeah, we will be in attendance and we've got a booth. We'll be there representing Joy. We will have merchandise. We will be there to answer your questions. We will be giving away stuff. We will be conducting interviews with all the cool developers there so that we can bring that content to the Joy listeners as well. Like, it is a big week. We're also hosting our own panel that people can come and see.
That's amazing.
It's there's a lot going on, right? And it's daunting and it's fun and it's exciting and it's cool and it's tiring, but it's all happening very, very soon. And
I love
want people to be engaged and come say hi, you
I
know?
I love that Joy's going to be out in the community as well.
Yeah.
Meeting people. I think that's absolutely...
Sometimes we're kind of hidden here, aren't we?
We are. We need to get out there more.
They burrowed away.
So that is October the 10th, PAX starts.
Yes.
At the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre.
Yeah, and if you're planning to be in attendance, come find us. We are on level 2 at the PAX Together Lounge, they call it. It is like a safe space, a community-driven area where you can come, relax, chat, and have fun and talk to the cool community groups there. Oh, yes, I'll be there.
I love it. Checkpoint. Actually, before we get to what's happening on Checkpoint, I want to find out what you're playing.
Oh, Warren, thank you for asking. I've been really diving deep into quite a significant release for the year. There's actually been quite a number of significant releases so far in the last even just few weeks, but I want to talk about a video game by the name of Borderlands 4. Now, your listeners may or may not have heard this game before. The Borderlands series is a very popular series. They have turned it into a movie as well. They've released four mainline games, but also a bunch of spin-offs by, you know, the main developer, but also some other developers who have borrowed from the IP. A very well-known and beloved game franchise, and unfortunately, the release of Borderlands 3 wasn't very positively received. So I think everybody was looking at number 4 to be like, well, are they kind of making up for previous shortcomings? And I'm glad to say they have. So this is a game that is a seamlessly open world, like gigantic play space. It takes place on an alien planet, and you are what is known as a Vault Hunter. So this is a first-person shooter where you are coming in and, you know, there are a lot of hostile threats on this planet and people want to stop aliens, yes, as well as, other humanoid kind of beings too. And they are hostile, and so obviously you need to defend yourself, but you are also in this for yourself. You're a vault hunter. You are there seeking treasures and riches, and there are these vaults hidden away on this planet that you have to uncover. All the while, like, also this planet is going under some kind of revolution, I suppose, with a figurehead who is essentially enslaving the populace. So you're kind of tangled in that political drama as well.
Lots going on. It's a bit like this world.
In a few too many ways, unfortunately. But the key thing to Borderlands and what everybody always reminds you of is that this game is all about the loot. So weapons, upgrades, armor, whatever, right? You kill a boss enemy and they explode in colorful loot. They promote themselves as having billions of guns available for you to find, which is ludicrous, but I'm sure they back that up with some kind of science and mathematics. I'm not sure. But it's a big, extravagant kind of experience, and I'm very glad that I'm being able to check that one out.
So that's called Borderlands 4.
Borderlands 4.
What's coming up on Checkpoint?
So coming up on Checkpoint this week is we're going to be having a quick look at the year that was so far, knowing well that every week beyond this week is going to be all about Melbourne International Games Week and the events happening here in Australia, including the fact that we're going to have three different game developers on one episode. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be a cavalcade of interviews and developer chats, and looking forward to kind of what's happening within the week. So there's going to be a lot of content hitting Checkpoint within the coming weeks, which should be really fun.
On Saturdays here.
2 to 4 p.m.
2 to 4 p.m. on Joy 94.9. Any other gaming news we need to know about, Elliot?
Oh, there's always stuff going on. You know, I think last time I chatted to you, we talked about an Aussie game, Hollow Knight, that got a release date. Well, safe to say that tiny little Aussie game that's made by like three people basically crashed every single storefront upon its release.
That's exciting. Is that the Adelaide one?
That's the one. You remember.
Oh, yes. Good on them. I'm really pleased to hear that.
Hollow Knight Silksong. Incredible. Been playing that too. Really, really cool. So glad that this team has found the success they've found.
Three people. That's amazing.
Yeah. And essentially it crashed every single storefront. It's like, to an extent that we've never really seen in recent memory. Like, this game was all people wanted to talk about.
Isn't that exciting?
Which is really, really exciting. You know, there's been some drama about Nintendo and putting some patents in place for their Pokemon-style games and trying to stop any kind of competition making anything similar to their products that people aren't very happy with Nintendo about. But, you know, it's a usual gaming week, I'd say, Warren.
That's exciting. So we'll catch you Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. and at PAX. I can't wait to see you there, find out what's going on.
Come say hi.
Thanks, Elliot.
Thanks, Warren.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.